as innocent until not. They treat someone like Judge Kavanaugh as if he were recently released from San Quentin prison, as if, although in fact, he's one of the most highly regarded members of the Federal Circuit Court in the country, one of the best respected professors at Harvard Law School. That was his reputation before he was nominated for the Supreme Court. I've got a little experience in this. It goes back and forth. As governor, I appointed about 50 judges. Here's what I look for. I look for intelligence, character, temperament, respect for the law, what I thought might be the courtesy that the judge would show for the people who came before him or her. And I never asked the judge how he or she would decide a case before they were appointed. I mean, after all, that's why we have judges. So you can get a fair opinion. Senator Baker used to tell a story in the mountains of how the judge told the lawyers one morning, he said, boys, get this morning here. He said, I have a telephone call this night. I pretty well know the facts. Just give me a little bit on the law. That's not the kind of justice that we want in this country. We want people who have qualities, I just mentioned. And that's been the case in consideration of Supreme Court judges up until very recently. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is considered to be the most liberal of the justices. She was confirmed with only 3 dissenting Republican votes. Why? Not because they agreed with her, but because she had character, intelligence, temperament. She was well qualified for the court, and she was appointed by a Democratic president who was elected by the people. Then, Justice Scalia, who died recently, was considered to be at least the most conservative member of the court. He had 0 Democrats vote against him when he was appointed. Why? Because he was intelligent, had character, respected the law, and he was appointed by a president who was elected by the people. Now we've gotten into a process where you have a Republican president appointing judges, and Democratic senators acting like they're in the circus, trying to insult the judge, trying to stir up some opinions, just for whatever reason, too much. It's a very bad habit. It's not good for our country. I believe Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed by the Senate at the end of the month, and be sitting on the court October 1 when it opens its new term. I believe he'll be a distinguished judge for as long as he is. Now, I've talked about some things that I agree with that are happening in Washington. Let me talk about